Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. This is sort of a big one today. This is the 1,000th episode that we've had together. I try to do one of these every day, and I think we've been fairly successful in that. And so I guess we started 1,000 days ago, that type of thing. And so, time flies by. It really does. So I would just ask you to celebrate with me a little bit. And the primary way you can do that is to continue just to share with other folks about these times together. The way that we increase our listenership is by word of mouth like that. So I thank you so much when you do that. So with your friends, your family, fellow church members, and things like that, tell them about it. Show them how to get on a podcast, how to listen to one. There's so many different ways of doing it. It depends on your device, and it's just really amazing how many different ways you can go about gathering together like this. But do pass the word, and just explain to them that it's just less than 10 minutes. Literally just a short trip drive time is the mindset behind it, okay? So anyway, we're in the book of Hebrews now for our 1,000th episode, and we're going to begin with the second chapter today. In the previous chapter, we saw how Jesus is better than the word that was spoken through the prophets, how God in times past has spoken to the forefathers through the prophets in many ways. But now, in these last days, in these latter days, that Jesus has been the one that the Father has spoken through. And then the bulk of the first chapter was explaining how Jesus is better than the angels. You know, to which of the angels did God ever say or do the various things that were listed in the first chapter? Now, remember, when these letters were written, there were no chapter divisions. There were no verse divisions or anything like that. Man has simply done that to make it easier to pinpoint where we're talking about within a text. So in the second chapter, the first verse, the first three words are this: for this reason. Well, for what reason? You know, that's always what begs the question, for what reason? Well, for the reason of what came before, that Jesus is better than angels, but not forgetting the last verse, the first chapter. Are they not all ministering spirits, speaking of the angels, sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? And that's a question. The author put it in the form of a question. Are they not this? Well, the answer is, well, yes, they are. And he says, okay, for this reason, since these angels are ministering spirits, for this reason, verse 1, second chapter, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. Now, there's several portions of the letter that was written to the Hebrews that are what's referred to often as warning passages, okay? The whole thing is an exhortation. Remember that in the 13th chapter? He says, I've written to you briefly this word of exhortation. He's exhorting them about something. What is he exhorting them about? I'm just going to tell you. He's exhorting them that Jesus is better in everything, that Jesus is the great, most high priest, and that he wants them to believe that and not turn away from it, not turn away from that truth and be tempted with the cares, the concerns of the world, or not be tempted with going back from where they came, particularly Judaism in this case. Here we get a hint of it. He says, for this reason, we've got to do a couple things. We must pay closer attention to what we've heard so that we do not drift away from it. He's worried about them drifting away from something, drifting away from what they had heard. Well, what had they heard? Well, I'm going to read the next three verses, and we're going to see that it's the message of salvation. He says, you need to give close attention to this. Don't drift away. And that idea of drifting away is really important, because what is drifting away? If you've ever been around water or anything, if it's on the beach particularly, in an ocean, something under tidal influence, or even on a lake, it's real easy to have something on the water there with you and look up and it's drifted away from you. Okay? It's sort of drifted off. You ever had that happen? Often that will happen without us noticing. And that's the idea here. If you're not giving close attention and close heed, it's going to be easy to drift away from the truth. And he tells us in verse 2 a little more about this. He says, "For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty," verse 3, "how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" So the question is, how will we be able to escape if we neglect so great a salvation, the salvation that's been presented to us? So it's a couple of levels. If you don't believe, then you're not going to escape. If you do believe, but you don't give close attention to it and you drift away, then there may be ramifications of that. Well, what's being spoken of here when he said in verse 2, if the word spoken through the angels proved unalterable? Well, you go back and do a couple cross references on that, and you find out that when Moses received the law, okay, the fullness of the law, that the angels were there. The angels were there, and the angels were a medium whereby God presented the law, some portion of the law to him. Okay, there were angels involved with this thing. So now, middle of verse 3, we continue. "After it was at first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will." So here's what's being said. He says, hey, you need to give close attention to what you've heard. Well, how did they hear what they had heard? He tells us, it was first spoken through the Lord. Okay, these truths were spoken through the Lord. Now, there was the truth that was spoken in the old covenant that was brought back through angels. But now there's a truth that's been spoken through the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it was confirmed by those to us, by those who heard. This is a little hint right here, what we call internal evidence. This is a little hint that the author of Hebrews did not hear from the Lord directly. Okay? After it was at first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. Now, there's a couple of ways you can think about it. One who is writing might have received the word directly from the Lord, and it was confirmed by them. Okay? That actually happened in Paul's life. That's one of the reasons that some people say, well, Paul wrote this. But then I can also say, well, other people say Paul didn't write it because it says, after it was spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. That can also be interpreted that the author had not received it from the Lord directly, but that the message had been confirmed and brought to them by those who had heard. We're simply uncertain in relationship as to who the author is here, what he meant by it. But here's what the truth is. It was confirmed by those that had walked with Jesus day in and day out. Then in verse 4, there was more confirmation. God also testifying with them, so they confirmed what they had experienced and what Jesus has said. But then God also testified with them, how? Both by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. The Lord testified that what they were saying was true by signs, wonders, various miracles, gifts of the Holy Spirit. People will say, well, that was for back then, and we don't need such today. That is a grievous error. A lot of times people err by seeking the signs and seeking the wonders and seeking the miracles and pursuing that. No, we seek the one who produces the signs, the wonders, and the miracles and provides the gifts of the Spirit. If we seek him, and we're going to see this later in chapter 12. If we fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he will bring forth signs, wonders, and miracles and the giftedness of the Holy Spirit that will testify of who he is, will confirm and affirm what he has done and what he is doing in lives today. We'll talk more about that later. My time has run out. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much. Spread the word. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.